Okay, to start out today's episode, we're going to look at a new type of verb. Remember from a previous episode, I told you that there are three types of verbs in Spanish. There are AR verbs, ER verbs, and IR verbs. And also we know that there are those verbs who don't always follow the rules, the irregular verbs. And we've learned one or two of those, like ser and estar. Those are both irregulars because they don't quite follow a pattern. But then we learned AR verbs. Now, remember the good thing about AR verbs was that an AR verb ends with AR. All we have to do to make it fit with a pronoun is take that AR off, and then we have to just learn the endings. And we talked about those endings were o, as, a, amos, ais, and an. And remember how easy Spanish is. If you just learn that verb, hablar is to speak, that's all you got to remember because you know those endings. You can say I speak and we speak and they speak just by knowing those magical endings. Now, today we're going to look at ER verbs, okay? And in just a minute, we're going to learn IR verbs because IRs are almost like ERs. But let's start with the ERs. Now, let's look at an ER verb. Here's a good example. Comer. Comer means to eat, okay? And there's one of our favorite things to do, right? So we can learn a good verb that we can use all the time is comer, means to eat. It's an ER verb. You got it, simply because it ends with an ER. So, as we talked about before, if it's still got the ER on the end, it means to eat. Doesn't mean I eat or they eat or eating or ate. It means to eat, literally. Now, the problem was, as we've experienced with other verbs, we can't say yo comer. We have to learn those conjugations in those different forms. Well, ER verbs follow a pattern just like AR verbs. And if you've got those AR verbs down already, you pretty much have the ER verbs endings down. I'm going to show you those endings on a chart right now. And you're going to see that they are quite close to the AR verbs. Okay? The AR verbs were o, as, a, amos, ais, and an. All you have to do now is change those A's to E's. So, this one up here is going to be the same for ARs, IRs, and ERs. It's going to be O. Okay, now, for the rest of them, we just simply change those A's to E. So, you remember this one was AS, A-S, now it's E-S. And this one down here is not just an A, now it's an E. Okay, so now we just have to start learning O-S-E. O-S-E instead of O-S-A. Keep the O-S-A in your head. You know those now. Now add O-S-E. Now we're going to get our plurals over here. Again, they're the same. We just change that E, A to an E, so it's going to be, I bet you know it already, it's hemos. Hemos. And then over here, I bet you're already figuring this one out too. It's ace. And then down here on the bottom right is N. Okay, so now let's get it all together. Ready? O, S, E, hemos, ace, N. Okay, start going. O, S, E, hemos, ace, N. Visualize it. Get it in that chart on your in your head and your brain. So you got it anytime you're speaking Spanish and you know you need to say an ER verb, you can just pull up that ending. Okay, so now we have what ER verbs are and we have the endings. I want to stop now and just give you a few ER verbs that'll get you started on your path to learning how to do ER verbs. So let's put a few ER verbs up for you. Okay, now that you have those endings down, let's build on that. Let's learn some ER verbs. Here's some that you can use in everyday conversation. First of all, we've already learned comer, which means to eat. So how would you say we eat? Nosotros comemos, right. Now here's another one you can use is leer. Leer, which means to read. Now this one looks a little bit funny because it has two E's next to each other. Don't be fooled by it. It's easy. Do it the same way you do the other ones. All you do, remember, you only take off that ER at the ending. That's going to leave you with LE and just add the endings. Now, once you start doing this on paper, if you're drawing that chart out right now and trying it out, you're going to notice that when you get to the other forms other than the YOL form, you're going to have those two E's back together again. Because up here in the YOL form, you're going to say, take off the ER and put the O, and it's going to be LEO. But down here in the rest of them, it's going to be L-E, and you're adding an E and another letter back into it. Like S, you're adding E, that gives you L-E-E-S. OK, Okay? This is not like English where you would put them all together and it become E sound. You're going to say both of those E's. Okay? In Spanish, when you have vowels together, you have to say both of them. So it's lees. Lees. Okay? So down here it would be lee, and up here it would be leemos, lees, leen. Okay? So that's a good verb because we all like to read. So here's another one. Creer. Creer. Same thing. Two E's together. You can do it. It's not a problem. Okay? Just take off that last E-R. Creer means to think or believe. Okay? So if you say, I think, and no, whatever, or I believe this, then you can say, creo, for I believe. How would you say, do you believe?
Tú crees, or crees tú.
Right. So, here's another one that's really popular among all you students out there in middle school and high school. Correr, to run. We all like to do that, and you should be doing that. Correr. And then we have, finally, aprender, which means to learn. So, all right, try it out. How would you say, I'm learning Spanish?
Yo aprendo español.
Very good. How would you say, she is learning German? Do you remember the word for German?
Ella aprende alemán.
Very good. Okay, this is how you do ER verbs. Now you should be able to take these endings, get online, get in your dictionary. If you have a 501 Spanish verbs book, whatever you're using as a reference, you can get in there and start digging into some new ER verbs, and you're going to really expand your conversation. Okay, now that we've got ER verbs, I'm going to go ahead and take you in to IR verbs because they're almost the same. Okay, it's time for some IR verbs. Now, IR verb, you guessed it, simply a verb that ends with the letters IR. I'm going to give you one right now to look at, and it is vivir. Vivir means to live, to live. Okay, vivir, same thing, like we've been talking about with ARs and ERs. It's an IR verb simply because it ends in IR. That's what we call it. So all we're going to do is take off the IR, just like we've been doing. We know we can't say ella vivir, she to live, okay? So we're going to have to make some changes as we did with ARs and IRs and the other verbs we've learned. So let's go ahead and draw that chart and put our endings for IR verbs on it. Now, let me back up just a second and give you a visual. First of all, if you have AR verbs, o, as, a, amos, eis, an, you have ER verbs already because all you do is change the A's to E's. So, all you have to do is say o, es, e, amos, eis, en. So, if you have ARs, you have ERs. Now, if you have ERs, you almost have IR endings. Now, before we go any further, let me just remind you, when I say IR verbs, I'm talking about verbs that end with the letters IR. I'm not talking about the verb ir, which means to go, that we learned before. Okay, so make sure you're separating that out. Ir by itself means to go, and we use voy, vas, va, vamos, vais, van. Over here, now we're talking about verbs that end with the letters IR. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure we're clear on that. Now, again, the easy part is the yo forms are always the same in present tense for AR verbs, IRs, and ERs. It's o. Okay, now, I want to show you something about the chart that'll be important later before I tell you the rest of the endings. This side, these three endings, and this one on the bottom is what we call the boot. We call that the boot because, well, first of all, if we were to kind of line it off, it would almost look like a boot, right? So we call these three and this one, we call that the boot. So when you're looking at the chart, ER verbs and IR verbs are exactly the same endings. They have exactly the same endings in the boot. Okay? So now that you know that, you can probably go ahead. I bet you can go ahead and just fill in these endings because they're the same as ERs. So we're going to have o, s, e, and then down here is n, en. Okay, so the same as IR verbs. O, s, e, and n. So in the boot, exactly the same. And we'll be talking about the boot later. We'll use it actually as a visual for some other types of verbs. So, if you have ARs, you got ERs. If you have ERs, you've got IRs in the boot. Only thing you have to remember is these two here change slightly. But it really changes in a commonsensical way, okay? So, this becomes emos. Makes sense, right? And this becomes is, okay, for the vosotros form. That's is. So only thing you have to remember is emos is, okay? So again, if you got the ERs, you got the IRs in the boot, all you got to do is remember OSE, emos is, en. All right, so now that you have the endings for IR verbs, let's try a couple of phrases with the verb vivir. So how would you say, I live in Atlanta?
Yo vivo en Atlanta.
Okay. How would you say, she lives in Atlanta?
Ella vive en Atlanta.
Okay. How do you say, we live in Atlanta?
Nosotros vivimos en Atlanta.
I think you understand the idea. Now that you have those endings down, O-S-E, imos, is, en, I want to give you some IR verbs to get you started on your path to learning IR verbs in conversation. Here are some IR verbs that you can add to your vocabulary. First of all, we've learned vivir, which means to live, as we've already said. And then here's a pretty common word, escribir, which means to write. And then we have abrir, which means to open. And then recibir, which means to receive, and asistir, which means to attend or assist. So, let's try a couple together. How would you say, she lives?
Ella vive.
How would you say, I write a letter? Now, letter is una carta. That's a letter, una carta. So, how would you say, I write a letter?
Yo escribo una carta.
Okay, let's try one. She opens the door. La puerta is the door. How would you say she opens the door?
Ella abre la puerta.
Very good. Okay, now go out there and learn as many ER verbs and IR verbs as you can and start bringing them into your conversation. You're going to find, again, you just opened a completely new world up in your Spanish conversation.